Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. When you get a chance, use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Oh, by the way, while you're at my site, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. I think you're going to like it. It gets better and better every week. So check it out when you get a chance. I was talking in the previous segment about the immediate issues, the immediate implications, I should say, of what's going on in Europe, in the Eurozone, the EU, and they're bailing out of Greece, and who knows where what's going to have to happen next, which other country is going to have to be bailed out, Portugal, Spain, whatever. I was talking about that and how that's going to have a direct impact on you and me over the next year or two, and with regard to trade, and I also was talking about the cautionary tale element of what's going on over there. Now, the cautionary tale, remember, I used the term canary in the mine shaft. Remember that story? The miners would take they knew that there were gases in the mines that they couldn't smell, and then when the level got too high, before they realized it, you know, they would be dead. So they would take a canary down to the mine shaft with them. And when the gases started getting a little bit high, the canary would fall over in the cage. And they would know gases were coming in, and they'd get the heck out of there. So Greece, ladies and gentlemen, is our canary in the mine shaft. There, but for the grace of God and time, go other countries. And I know you don't want to believe this, but that's so could America. And so what we've got to do in America, in my opinion, is we've got to resist certain things. We've got to resist the politicians' desire to curry our favor and to get our votes by giving us more things that we can't afford. We've got to tell our politicians, we don't want you to tax us more and to borrow more money from us from other people like the Chinese, in order to give us stuff. Let's pay for what we want. Let's pay for what we need. And if we can't pay for it, we'll wait on that. If America, and see, here's where we are. America is at a tipping point, in my opinion, right now. Europe is already tipped over. They've already got, their people are already used to the government doing lots of stuff for them. Telling them, did you know that in many countries in Europe, if you are an employer and you have a problem employee, you can't fire them? Did you know that? You can in Denmark, but you can in Germany. Did you know that in some countries, the day you're hired, you can take 6 months vacation at that moment? You can literally say, I'll take the job, I'll see you in 6 weeks, and you get a six-week vacation paid. That's the kind of policies I'm talking about, folks. There are other more egregious than that even. I know we don't have those things in America, but what about some of the things that took General Motors down, took Chrysler down? Some of those union policies are very much like the things that happened in Greece that are happening in other countries in the EU. So we have the precedents here in America. We've got to make sure that we tell our government, our elected officials, that we got to quit saying, why don't you do something about this? We've got to quit saying, yes, I want that. We've got to quit believing when a politician tells us that he or she can do something for us, that they can do that without costing you and me any money or any of our future, because that's not the case. So this is a very important point. This, believe it or not, of the top three or four tipping point times in America, in the history of America. I'm not going to say this is more of a tipping point than the Civil War. I'm not going to say this is more of a tipping point than World War I or World War II. But I do think we are at a tipping point. It is one of the tipping points. And by that I mean that if we are at a point where we are not beyond the point of no return, we can, with very little pain, I think, and not too much inconvenience, but merely just a way of thinking of things differently, America could save itself from becoming like the Europeans. And one of the ways we do that is we resist politicians who are proposing policies that sound like European policies, that sound like the kinds of things that they have in Europe. And we resist politicians that seem to not mind borrowing more money. And now there's two ways that politicians borrow money. They borrow money by borrowing it from other countries, but they also borrow it from you and me by higher taxes. And you and I both know that when taxes are raised, that money is not used efficiently. It's used very inefficiently, a lot more inefficiently than you and I would use it in our businesses. So we have to realize we have the government we have desired. We have to desire a different kind of government, a government that's more austere, that pays for what it gets, and that doesn't require more from you and me. It doesn't want to borrow more money from you and me to pay for what politicians want to spend. Our future, small business owners, America's future is in our hands. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me. One can
tell. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.